You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Sounds Like Nonsense, and I am Roman. Sorry about last week. I didn't realize that this computer doesn't have a password, because who expects like a whole computer to not have a password? But we should be fine now, assuming that everyone can hear me. And we're going to open up with a song from a movie I saw recently, and more on that after this. Why did I play Run Through the Jungle when, on my very last show of last season, I played it on the same playlist? Because recently I saw the movie The Big Lebowski, and that had Run Through the Jungle as one of the many songs on there. And we have one more by them coming up right after this one, which is Molly. 16 Candles Down the Drain is usually what people call it, by Sponge. And I don't know, I think it's because it's been so cold here, I wanted to play something a little happier.
On your ass, wilted flowers in a vase. I ask, how are you? Yeah, how are you? Oh,
Twilight Zone. Down the drain. Down the drain.
Does that song have a, does that band have other songs? I don't know. I don't think I'll ever know, but I don't care, because I like that one. This one's another one from The Big Lebowski. I watched that movie like a week ago at this point, because this is the playlist for that week, but I couldn't do the show that week, so we're moving it back this week, blah, 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 blah. This is Oye Como Va. And I forget what Jeff Bridges was doing when this was happening. I think he was laying around or something. Oh, it wasn't that fun. I really hope they didn't swear on that. Otherwise, they might report me to the FCC. So to counteract that, this next song doesn't have any lyrics. It's Luxury Elite with Cold. It's been so long since I've been in this studio, it's like kind of weird. I think the very last thing I ever did in here was say, all right guys, I'm going on spring break, hopefully we'll be back after that, and then, you know, everything went to absolute hell. But, you know, we're back, but I feel so different. I feel like so much has changed, and I don't know. Who knows what'll happen this year. I hope things get better. Here's a song called The Freshman, which I really haven't listened to that much, but I don't know, I heard like the first 5 seconds of it a bunch back when I listened to Apple Music, so I'm gonna listen to the whole thing now, and so are you.
I was young, I knew everything. She, a punk who rarely ever took advice. Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stopping baby's breath and a shoe full of rice. No, can't be held responsible. She was touching her face. Responsible, she fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen.
You know, I'm a junior now, and sometimes I wonder, like, if I had a radio show when I was in freshman year, would I have played that song? And I like to think that I'm not that corny. I don't even know what, like, a version of that song for a junior would be. Just probably just being sleepy. Let's move it up from the 90s to, I think this is the mid to late 2000s with Phoenix and If I Ever Feel Better.
An end can be a start. Feels like a barbarian still alive. It's like a bad day that never ends. I feel the chaos around me, a thing I don't try to deny. I better learn to accept that there are things in my life I can't control. They say love is nothing but a sore. I don't even know what love is. Too many tears I've had to fall. Don't you know I'm so tired of it all? I have no terror of these spells. Finding out the secret words won't tell. Whatever it is, it can be named. There's a part of my world that's fading away.
This next one is a deep track, possibly the deepest track I've ever played, and it also might hold the record for the shortest song I've ever played. Usually I clock in around like 3 or 4 minutes, sometimes up to like 8 or 9 if I'm feeling insane. This one is much shorter. I will see everybody in 1 minute. Wasn't that fast? That was crazy. Long-time listeners will know that the one time I played Alternative Ulster by Stiff Little Fingers, that was a recommendation from my friend David, who's very into Irish punk rock. Same cadence on the chorus. Like, eerily so. Like, maybe they ripped it off. I don't know. Go email Chicks Dig It, ask them if they ripped off the Stiff Little Fingers. Here's how long has this been going on. All right, this next song is one that I kicked around playing. I wasn't sure if I was going to or not back when everything was starting to get really bad, but in the end I decided against it, and then I decided to do it right now because it's kind of a good song, you know, it's fun to listen to. This is If This Is It from Huey Lewis and the News off their well-known album Sports, which I think is when they really came into their own commercially and critically. I think today's episode might be a little shorter than the full hour, but that's, come on, every season of Sounds Like Nonsense starts with me just scrambling to figure out how to do this all over again and trying to figure out how many songs I can play in a block, blah, 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 blah. But today we've got 12. This is number 10, You're All I've Got Tonight by The Cars.
Some more.
This is another one of the Sounds Like Nonsense classics that you can only hear on this radio show, because I assure you, nowhere else is anyone playing How to Do It by Design, a song that I think I may be the only person on Earth who, like, knows and really enjoys, but I don't know, I think it's, like, one of my favorite songs from, like, the 70s kind of R&B era. The band is completely unknown, to the point where if you look up their music, it gets lumped together with a different guy named Design who has absolutely nothing to do with this group, but I don't know, I genuinely like this song. I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna play it again, just because I like it so much. Oh, I do like to listen to that song again and again. I would call that a department store song, which is the kind of song you hear in like your tiny mall, and you're just in a department store looking at stuff, and you just hear that over the loudspeaker, and you're like, what is that? I never heard that song before. Just it gives me that kind of feeling. I don't know. Maybe it's because the bass is so punchy. This next song I picked because last week it was very rainy and miserable, and now, of course, today it is beautiful and there is not a cloud in the sky. It's like the perfect winter day, but, you know, whatever. This is Blind Melon with No Rain. That's going to be the show. A few announcements before we sign off. Number one, next week episode should be longer, I think. I'll start, you know, trying to stretch it to the hour, and then we won't, like, have to end 10 minutes early anymore. I will not play a song that is only a minute. Two, theme days. They might come back. I don't know. I've kind of had fun just riffing it, just trying to, like, play whatever I felt like, but... You know, theme days, they push me to play stuff I wouldn't normally play otherwise, so those might come back. I had a third one, but I can't remember it. Maybe I'll remember it by next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.